হরি প্রেম মত্তম ধৃত পরম হি ইজ অলওয়েজ অবজার্ভ ইন এক্সটেসি কৃষ্ণ প্রেম হরি প্রেম হি ইজ সিচুয়েটেড ইন পরম সত্তম ইন দ্য ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল গুডনেস পিওর spirituality and smit of Maham, his face is beautiful smile. Shada Bhurna Netra, in ecstasy, his eyes are rolling. Koro Pulita Petra, and he's holding a stick in his hand. Kulipita, he is defeating the influence of the age of Kali. Bhaje Nityanandam, I worship Srimad Nityananda Prabhu. Bhajana Toru Kandam, who is the trunk of the tree of devotion of service. And Bhajana Toru Kandam, Niravati, all the time. All the time I am worshipping the trunk of devotional service, the tree of Nityananda Prabhu, who is the trunk of devotional service. This expression is very important. Nityananda Prabhu is the trunk of the tree of devotional service. So the whole tree, Jai Shriman Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radhananda Mohan Ki Jai, Sri Sri Krishna Radha. So the whole tree stands on the trunk. So you can see who is the shelter of devotional service, is the main shelter, on whom devotion is. Creeper of devotion, the tree of devotion, Krishna, Nityananda. Who is playing on Nityananda?
It is me. Ask him to come.
To be. To be.
It is me.
It is.
জয় ওম বিষ্ণুপাদ শতাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শতশ্রী শ্রীমান অভয় চরণাগুরুভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী প্রভুপাদ জয় ওম বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংসপবিত্রাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শতশ্রী শ্রীমান ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর জয় ওম জয় নিত্যলীলা প্রবিষ্ট সচ্চিদানন্দ ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর জয় নিত্যলীলা প্রবিষ্ট বৈষ্ণব সার্বভৌম শ্রী জগন্নাথ দান বাবাজী মহারাজ কী জয় অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কী জয় আচার্য শ্রী কৈলাস ঠাকুর কী জয় প্রেম প্রভু শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাশ্রী গৌর ভক্ত শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গোপীনাথ শ্যামকুণ্ড রাধা কুণ্ডগিরি গোবর্ধন শ্রী বৃন্দাবন ধাম কি জয় শ্রী মথুরা ধাম কি জয় শ্রী জগন্নাথপুরী ধাম কি জয় শ্রী মায়াপুর নবদ্বীপ ধাম কি জয় গঙ্গা মাই কি জয় যমুনা মাই কি জয় ভক্তি দেবী কি জয় তুলসী মহারানী কি জয় হরিনাম সংকীর্তন কি জয় সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয় শ্রীমন নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু কি জয় নিত্যানন্দ প্রভুর হ্যাপিয়ার্স ডে সেলিব্রেশন কি জয় শ্রী শ্রী নিত্যানন্দ ত্রয়োদশী মহামহোৎসব কি জয় গৌর অল গ্লোরিজ অল গ্লোরিজ অল গ্লোরিজ All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Krishnaya Kundalini Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Charishni Devi Guru Vandana Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtata Sri Prabhupada Ki Srimanitananda Swami Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gaur Srimananda. So today is Nitananda Prabhu's appearance day. Nitananda Prabhu appeared about 12 years before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared in a place called Eka Chakra, that is in the North Bengal, northern part of Bengal, in an area which is known as Radhadesh. Radhadesh is considered to be a land where the river went to the southern flow. The place where the Ganges flows is the holy place. So where Ganges doesn't flow is considered to be not so holy place. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to deliver the fallen condition of the age of the world. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates appeared in places which were not really that holy. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvipa, that is not different from spiritual sky. But when Nitananda Prabhu appeared, where Ganges doesn't flow, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, it's on the bank of the Ganges, Navadvipa. But when Nitananda Prabhu appeared, that is not quite holy. So you can see Nitananda Prabhu actually came to deliver the fallen souls. He came at a place where people were called abhidhamma. He appeared in a Brahmana family, very exalted Brahmana family. His father's name was Harai Pandit and his mother's name was Padmavati. Harai Pandit was a very, very exalted Brahmana. And there is a saying that Harai Pandit never told a lie. Just like the Rishi Maharaj never told a lie. So Harai Pandit also never said, never told a lie. Always told. So these are the, so much so that when one sannyasi came to his house and the sannyasi, when he was leaving, Harai Pandit asked him, "So you bless my house, so what can I offer you?" And sannyasi told him that, "Well, if you really want to offer me something, or want to give me something, then give me your heart." And Nitananda Prabhu was literally the apple of his father's eye. He was his life and soul. So much so that wherever Harai Pandit would go, Nitananda, he would take Nitananda Prabhu. When he used to go to the marketplace to buy something, he would take Nitananda. When he went to do some errands, he would take Nitananda Prabhu. When he went to do some business, to Nitananda. So he was Nitananda Prabhu was his constant companion. And now this Brahmana came and asked him, "Give me your son." So Harai Prabhu was so fruitful that he offered his son. And his condition was like King Dasarath when Ramchandra left for the forest. So in this way, Nityananda Prabhu left home with the sannyasi. He traveled all over India, all over the world. And then eventually he came and settled in Vrindavan. Only when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan movement, Nityananda Prabhu came out. Now, who is this Nityananda Prabhu? In this order, you see, Gaur-Nitai. And in that order, who do you see? Krishna Balarama. So, it's a replication, the same. Nityananda Prabhu, right? Chaitanya Balarama and Krishna. So, Nityananda Prabhu is Balarama. Who is Balaram? Balaram is Krishna's first expansion. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his first expansion is Balaram. And then from Balaram expanded Chaturbhuva, Vasudeva, Sankara, Shankara, and then expanded the Narayana, and Vishnu and different incarnations. So you can see Nityananda Prabhu is the source of all living entities. All the jivas are expansions of Nityananda. The first expansion in Vrindavan is the cowherd boys. All the cowherd boys are expansions of just as the gopis are expansions of Srimati Radharani. All the gopis of Vrindavan are expansions of Srimati Radharani, and the cowherd boys are expansions of Nityananda. So in the spiritual sky, all the living entities, those who are not Shakti Tattvas, Shakti Tattvas are expansions of Srimati Radharani, and jiva tattvas are expansions of Nityananda. In the material nature, the jivas are expansions of Shankarsha. Again, not different, Balarama. So, when the jiva has to go back to the spiritual sky, what is his hope? Where is this shelter? Shelter Nityananda. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master. He's the original spiritual. Reclaiming the living entities to be engaged in Krishna's service. And therefore, the spiritual master is considered to be the representative of Nityananda. They are functioning on behalf of Nityananda. As agents. The principal and agent. The principal company is there, manufacturer, Rolls-Royce. Rolls-Royce is manufacturing Rolls-Royce cars, but Rolls-Royce has their agents. The agents are delivering. They don't have the capacity to do that. But they are acting as an agent. So similarly, the spiritual masters are the agents of Nityananda. So, therefore it's quite significant that we are holding initiation today on the day of Nityananda Prabhu's appearance. Why appearance is so significant? Appearance is so significant because on that day he came onto this planet to deliver the conditions of us. very mercifully he came to deliver the fallen soul. So that is the mercy of Nityananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to bestow very special mercy in the age of Kali. And his main support for this mission is Nityananda. He is practically distributing his mercy to Nityananda. Hanamitai Vinebhai Radha Krishna Parama. One cannot get Radha Krishna without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Now, who is Radha Krishna? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna. So, one cannot receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy without Nityananda. A very wonderful example in that respect is Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was trying to receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He became attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he went. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip taking sannyas, Raghunath Das Goswami came and requested him. He was the son of a very important person, a very rich person. And he was very famous. His father, family was very, very important. And he was the only son in the family. And Raghunath Das Goswami came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because he was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time was in the house of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya was very close to Raghunath Das Goswami's uncle. So when Raghunath Das Goswami came, he had the opportunity, due to the mercy of Advaita Acharya, to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please, take me also. Please allow me to go with you. I am not interested. I would like to be in the family. I don't like this materialism. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused. He said, go back. Don't display monkey renunciation. Monkey renunciation. Monkeys are also apparently quite advanced. They live in the forest, eat fruits, stay there. But Prabhupada pointed out, the monkeys have dozens of wives. So that is monkey. So there is a constant expression for it. Marpat Vayadu. Marpat means monkey, Vayadu means monkey. False. So in a way, my children want to cast out of the just remain in your household situation. Enjoy whatever is necessary in a mood of attachment. And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu settled down in Jagannath Puri, many times Raghunath Das Goswami tried to run away from home. But each time he ran away from home, his father sent his men and brought him back. But when
please come.
So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Nityananda Prabhu came to a place called Panipati, which is not very far from Raghunath Das Goswami's place, So Raghunath Das was my father's house in a place called Trivandrum, Shakyagram, and Ramanati is not too far from there. And Nityananda Prabhu was there, so Raghunath Das was coming. He took the opportunity to meet me when he got to know. So Raghunath Das was coming, went to meet Nityananda. And from a distance he offered obeisance. Nityananda Prabhu was sitting under a banyan tree on the bank of the river Ganges, surrounded by his associates. So Raghunath Das Goswami offered obeisances from a distance. And Nityananda Prabhu's associates told him that Raghunath Das was offering obeisances from him. So Nityananda Prabhu said, "Oh, so that thief has come. Bring him here, I have to punish him." So he was brought to Raghunatha Goswami, brought to Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu gave him the punishment. What is the punishment? You have to feed all my associates and me with chipped rice and yogurt. That festival is famous as Chiradari. Chiradari festival. Chira means chipped rice and Dadi means yogurt. So Nityananda Prabhu punished Raghunatha Goswami. So this festival is very famous. And incidentally, we got a place in Paninati now to build a temple right on the bank of the Ganges, about 25 meters away from the place where Nityananda Prabhu met Raghunatha Das. So the question is, why did Nityananda Prabhu address Raghunatha Das Goswami as a thief? He's a thief. Why did he call him a thief? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nityananda Prabhu's property. And he wanted to have that property without the permission of Nityananda. That's why he was called a thief. So this is how now we can see that we have to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Nityananda. Otherwise, we'll be identified as a thief and will be punished. And this punishment may not be as ecstatic as feeding Chiradari to the Vaishnavas. So this is how the Nityananda Prabhu is the custodian of Chaitanya. Therefore, Nidai Nibhai Radha Krishna. So without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot get Radha Krishna, one cannot approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if we want to approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to approach through Nityananda. And a bona fide spiritual master is a representative. That is the criteria for his being bona fide. He is representing Nityananda Prabhu. He is also sold out to Nityananda Prabhu. He functions as an agent of. So, we are very fortunate that somehow or other, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we got to know about Nityananda Prabhu's glory, we got to know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, and we have the opportunity to approach Radha Krishna, Radha Madhava Mohan, Radha Shyam Chandra. So today we have many other festivals, so I actually wanted to speak on it a little bit more elaborately. I also request Maharaj to also speak on it a little bit. But because we are rushing, like the initiation, and then we have Abhishek, so we'll just go straight to the initiation ceremony. So we'll start the ceremony by chanting Brahmasana. Shri Shri Brahma Samhita Ki. This is also another very, very wonderful structure. Brahma Samhita, this verse is from 29 to 56 of the 5th canto.